Hi guys, welcome back to our Emmys coverage. This is the Emmys 2021. We made it another year. Congratulations. It is late. It is 11:37 that we are starting to record this. I am on my second glass of wine, and by second glass I mean the first glass was 12 ounces. So holla fucking luya. Let's get this thing going. I'm Anna, and what was my thing again? Sorry, yeah, this is going to be messy. Oh, I'm Anna, and I've never been constipated. You're welcome.
I'm Crystal. I can't stop singing the beginning of the Ted Lasso theme. Yeah!
I'm Joyin. Wait a minute!
No, that was not what you were supposed to say. You were supposed to say, I'm Joy, and I don't know how to dry my hands after I wash them.
Yeah. You so said Joy you were going to say.
She washes her hands after the bathroom, but doesn't dry them. So she walks out of the bathroom with a trail of water, just like, all the time.
I went to the bathroom after, and my doorknob was sopping wet. Like, girl, get your life together. There's towels in my bathroom.
Ma'am, I don't know how to do that.
This is a Wendy's.
She's never used a towel in her life.
On my body.
Your hands are your body.
You're making me reconsider my entire life right now.
Good.
It's too late for this.
I
should not make life decisions this late in the day.
No, this is exactly when the revelations are supposed to come out so that you can start to make the changes because you need to.
I don't like the Book of Revelations.
Even in public, we'll watch her, like, wring out her hands a little. She'll wipe them on her shirt and then walk out the door like, girl.
My shirts are very clean then.
And then they have these weird wet spots in the middle of her stomach. Like, I love you so much, but it's weird.
But she didn't realize she did until today. Yeah. The glass broke in her brain about it.
That's glass breaking? I don't know. Blame the wine.
2021 Emmys. We're here. This is going to go very badly very quickly.
We're recording with each other, so this is also an event.
And only two mics are working, so Crystal and I are sharing. So if one of us sounds like we're far away, it's because we are.
Listen, it's just, it's, yeah.
This is going to be great. Okay, so tonight was an eventful night. It was hosted by Cedric the Entertainer.
What do you think about him as in general? Just like
as an entertainer?
Yeah, sure.
Never mind. I'm not going to admit this. I think he's fine. I mean, I don't think
he's like fine. Is that what you're saying?
No, I mean, I don't. I can't say I've really watched anything that he's been in too much. But I really don't have an opinion.
I think same. I don't dislike him or super like him. He's just kind of like in the middle for me.
I think he was like a neutral, like safe choice. He wasn't gonna go like crazy and over the top about it. He also wasn't going to be like ridiculously boring.
He also wasn't boring. Yeah, you're right. He was boring. Yeah. He had fashion sense. He was
entertaining
he's on
enough.
CBS, so he was like an easy like, hey, come over here,
right,
or whatever.
Yeah. Okay. So the thing I didn't want to admit, but I'll admit anyway, because why the fuck not? It's 1 o'clock. I got him confused a lot with Bernie Mac. What is it? The one who died? The guy who died?
Yeah, R.I.P. Bernie Mac.
Bernie Mac was super fucking funny.
He was great.
He was great. And then I remember seeing Cedric the Entertainer like a few years later. I was like, you're dead.
Oh my God, Anna.
So every time I see him, I'm like, wait, you're obviously not the dead one. But
oh my God,
Anna.
No. I know. I feel awful. But
I loved Bernie Mac's show. That was one of the funniest shows ever.
I never really watched it.
I highly suggest it. I haven't seen it in a long time. I'm assuming it holds up, but is that on any streaming service?
I don't know. I haven't seen it anywhere.
If it's not. Let us know, audience.
God, I hate myself. Is it Bernie Mac who did that movie with
Charlie's Angels?
Raven, Simone? They were like going on tours of colleges or something?
No, that was Eddie Murphy. It was like a Disney movie.
No, but not Disney. Like
a movie theater Disney movie. They went on college tours, yeah. And he was like overprotective and she wanted to like have fun.
Yeah, Britta Song was in it, right?
Yeah, I know that's a movie, but I'm thinking of a different movie, I think. Oh, okay. I don't know what I'm thinking.
That's Eddie Murphy, I believe.
Okay.
So the first.
When I was younger, I used to watch Steve Harvey's show a lot, and he was on that show. So that's where I first saw him. Just like comes back in the day.
I never watched the Steve Harvey Show.
Yeah, I was the Steve Harvey, Swish Martin all the time, Fresh Prince, all those black shows. I love them all.
You know what black show? Were they both black? I don't remember. It's been a while. My mom, for a couple years, she was a home caregiver. She, like, took care of this older woman. And whenever I was sick, it was a really nice house. They had a little back room. It was literally like a maid's room or whatever. And so I'd go and lay on the bed in there and watch TV, and there was no cable in there. So I watched this show all the time called City Guys. C-I-T-Y, you can't see why. These guys are just city guys. Oh, okay. And it was the guy from the Amanda Bynes show, What I Like About You.
Oh, my God.
The guy who played Gary was in it. But I really just remember the C-I-T-Y. You can't see why. These guys are like city guys. I think that's how it went.
Okay. This one?
Yeah.
I've never heard of the show in my life.
Yeah, so that guy was in the Amanda Bynes.
Are those butterfly clips? Look what she's wearing. Amazing.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you really what it's about.
City Guys.
It's about City Guys. Do you want me to turn? Do you want to turn that light off? Is it bothering you?
It's a little bright, but
you can go turn it. Dim it. It dims, or you can turn it off. I don't fucking care.
That's fine. This is fine.
You look uncomfortable, and I don't like. I'm gonna get up and fix it for you.
No, you're so far away. I'll do it. Where's
that? It's the fucking light.
No fucking bitch.
It's on the front.
Where's the light at? I can't see it. It's so bright.
It is fucking bright.
Careful, careful, that candle is on too.
It's lit. Oh my god.
It is lit.
Oh my god. These children. Okay.
First category of the night.
Oh yeah, I'm talking about the Emmys. I forgot.
Yeah. So the first award of the night was for supporting actress in a comedy.
Uh huh.
And it kind of set the tone for as far as acting and comedy awards went.
Yeah, keep going.
Okay, and it went to Hannah Waddingham from Ted Lasso.
I think that's who I would have picked, even though I've never seen Hacks or The Flight Attendant. To me, SNL hasn't been funny for quite some time, so I don't really count that as a comedy. It's more of a drag to me. But I do think, you said during the broadcast, like, I think it's interesting how her tidbit they showed of her was, like, a really dramatic clip, even though it's, like, for comedy. It's really dumb.
Yeah, I mean, she had plenty of great comedic moments throughout the first season, and they showed, like, one of her most dramatic moments where she's finally coming clean to Ted. And I was like, oh, shit, okay. Yeah, congrats on winning for a comedy. I mean, the best comedies have drama.
Right.
And they handle it well.
True.
But that was not the clip to show.
I was okay with this win. I was fine. I think she's great. She deserved great. It.
Me too.
I don't know that Juno Temple should have been there. I mean,
not for season one.
If you look at the Emmys, there was only about like 10 shows that aired. Because the same fucking shit is nominated the entire time, but whatever.
Is there anybody you would have thrown in there?
Ooh, good question.
Supporting actress in a comedy. We do have opinions on this.
Supporting actress
in a comedy. Superstore.
Okay. I believe. Okay. And we said this earlier when we talked about Emmy's chat before. It hurts me because I actually really like Ted Lasso. I really love The Crown. All of these shows that they're nominating are warranted because they're great. But I think because of this really weird year, it would have been a great opportunity to recognize shows that normally weren't getting love, like, say, Superstore. That show is so based on great supporting characters. Lauren Ash would have been a perfect supporting actress, kind of comedy right here. America Ferrera for lead actress.
She wasn't in the final season, though.
True. Well, she should have been nominated prior. And she's won before, so why wouldn't they nominate her for a show she's already in? Because she won for Ugly Betty. What is his name? Glenn, the actor. I forgot his name. Oh, my God. I'm like,
Glenn or Sandra.
The actor who plays Glenn. He's been there from the jump. Best actor in a comedy. Hilarious. Like, it hurts me because I do love these. I felt that way about Succession, too. As much as I like Succession and The Crown, all these shows, like, I would have loved for them to give these awards to people who also deserve it, but, like, give them a chance to be recognized. It was, okay, what was it? It was, or Brooklyn Nine-Nine was another great show that ended just yesterday or whatever. What is her name? Amy Santiago. From Arrow? Again, best supporting actress in comedy. There's so many good choices. But they're going to nominate everyone on the cast of SNL? I highly doubt that.
Just because SNL is scripted, but it's also like a skit. I don't understand why it gets to be in these categories. That doesn't seem right to me.
If the actresses are in comedy, but the actual show is in variety sketch series.
Yeah,
because
that doesn't.
Because there's not enough.
To
have its own category. Lame. But I do like that Cecily Strong was nominated this year. And then also, what's his name? Andrew? I don't watch Saturday Night Live enough.
Andrew?
Is that his name? The supporting actor? The guy who did the Steps bit.
Oh, Bowen Yang.
Bowen Yang, yeah.
Bowen Yang. Why did I think his name is Andrew?
I don't know.
Anna's brain is not here.
Yeah, today. I would have loved Lauren Ash here, but, you know.
Well, Lauren Ash, like, she could have won.
Yeah.
Because she's always been so fucking funny, that show.
And that show has been consistently good its entire run.
Yeah, it hasn't dipped.
And it's, we were talking about this, I was telling Joy yesterday that, like, every show we watch from here on out is going to be technically set in the past, because no one's wearing masks.
Not really. Grey's Anatomy did the pandemic, and they
okay,
all.
Okay, so one.
Well, I mean, there's a few. That show that I made you watch.
yes. This way up.
This way up.
That was.
They were creeping up on the pandemic at the end of season two. I think a lot of.
I think of, like, the network shows.
A lot of writers' rooms have decided, like, we've lived it. We've been there. We've been through it. We don't need to watch it.
It's interesting, though, like, it's all kind of set in the past, though. Like, except with Superstore, I think, did the best transition from, you know, into the pandemic, because they were featuring people who we relied on a lot in the beginning. And, again, a perfect opportunity to award this show that was so good.
I have not watched the last season.
Really?
Yeah.
Again, it's good. It didn't dip at all.
I don't think I watched the end of the season before.
Oh, you definitely should.
I don't know what happened to me. But it's okay. Noticed your nails, Crystal, and they look fabulous.
Thank you.
I really like this color.
Thank you. So the moral of the story, everyone, is to watch Superstore.
Yeah, watch Superstore. That's
and hilarious. Get Crystal's nail color.
Yes, because this is a video medium they can see.
It's a really coppery kind of brownish orange.
Those copper tones look really deep. Great on her. Orange, browns, coppers, yeah.
She got a gel manicure, and it looks...
Oh my god, yeah.
It looks really good. I just have black dip manicure on right now.
That's okay.
And the girl kind of cut my cuticle.
Did you cut her afterwards?
On my thumb, and it really hurt, and I wanted to cry, but I held it in.
Oh no!
And it's still really tender to this day, and
well,
that was...
go back and punch her in the face.
That was on Friday.
She's like, is this you? Whap in the nose.
No, she was really nice. She felt me, like, pull back. And she was like, oh, I'm so sorry. And she, like, grabbed my finger. She's like, oh, it's okay. It's okay. I'm like, no, it's not, but it's okay.
And then a tear slowly fell down your face.
As I was listening to my Kristen Smart podcast. Anyway.
All that to say, Lauren Ash has been nominated for Best Supporting Actress.
And that's just on the first category.
Yeah, what is next? Let's move along. Number two is supporting actor in a comedy. Went to Brett Goldstein for Ted Lasso. I think it should have been Nick Mohammed. He was my favorite, to be fair. Brett Goldstein was great. But I love Jeremy Swift, but I don't think he should have been here.
Yeah, I think there's certain people off of the cast of Ted Lasso that have done better season two versus season one.
Yeah.
But, like, Nick Mohammed season one, that was... I mean, he's still he's consistently still great.
I'm very anxious to see how his storyline wraps up, because I've read that it's going to go places, because we've seen bits and pieces of his...
Yes.
Of what's been happening, and I don't like it, but I'm excited to see where it's going.
I'm interested.
But all that said, Roy fucking Kent, man. Here's my Roycat.
Oh, you want someone like that for real?
He's here. Okay, he's there. He's every fucking where.
So I've been reading a lot this year. My goal is 75 books. I'm on like 71, 72. Nice. And so I've also been reading a lot of really stupid romantic comedies and also a lot of stupid just romance books in general. And I'm also I found myself on Book Talk quite a lot.
Yeah.
And on Book Talk, and when people like make commentary on romance novels or whatever, they comment a lot on it. And I've also been reading a lot of fantasy romance. And they're like, why are all these men like growling? Like, no men growl. I'm like, Roy fucking Kent growls. Yeah, he fucking does.
Oh my God.
So when people are like, no man growls, I'm like, yes, they do.
What's your name? Anna is in love.
But I also love that, like, Brendan Goldstein is, like, the smiliest, most happy man in the world. Like,
Brett.
Yeah. He's Brett. Just, like, a ray of fucking sunshine and compared to Roy Kent. And I love that.
He's an actor or something. It's amazing.
I just love the juxtaposition of, like, this really happy, bubbly character, a person, compared to his very grumpy character. I think he's great.
If you guys haven't heard, he has a podcast.
I know.
It's so great. I was just listening to his episode with Barry Jenkins.
You're crushing hard, Jenkins. Huh?
I've listened to clips of him with Yvette Nicole Brown, and they're talking about Grease 2.
Yeah, that's a good episode.
Oh, I need to listen to that one.
And the fact that he loves Grease 2 more than he loves Grease 1, I'm like, are you married? Are you seeing someone? Because I'm...
He's single.
How old is he?
My heart just stopped.
Hey, Brett, if you're listening, since, you know, all podcast people listen to each other's podcast, can you email Anna at, or at Anna, what's your Twitter again?
Just at We Have Thoughts.
Oh, Brett, yeah. Goldstein, CC Anna.
CC Anna. Let her know when you're free.
Get at your girl, because she's ready.
She is ready.
Hi, I'm ready.
Oh, my God.
How old is he?
Are you okay, guys, next
he's
category.
He's 41, girl.
I don't care.
No. That's fine. That's fine. Older is better.
That's not that bad.
I love me an older man.
There's bigger age gaps of your liking. So, you know, this is fine.
He's 5'10 and 3/4. That's very specific.
That is very specific.
He's 41. July 17th is his birthday.
We're both July babies.
You're only 10 days apart.
We're both Cancer. Wow. We're 11 days apart.
11.
I love this for you. I'm very excited for your future with Brett Goldstein.
We're going to have beautiful dark-haired babies.
Anna Goldstein. That's adorable.
Oh, my God. Oh, I wouldn't change my last name, but...
Not even for Roy Kent?
Not even for Roy Kent.
Wow.
I love my name, like, rolls off the off the tongue. I like my name.
You know what rolls off the tongue? Anna Goldstein.
No, it does not, but... Or Anastasia Goldstein, like...
Yeah, that sounds regal as hell.
Anastasia Goldstein. That
yeah,
sounds.
Yeah, that sounds rich. That sounds like a rich bitch. That's what?
What? Numbing. Okay, we're going to the third category, which was supporting actress in a limited or anthology series or movie. And it went to Julianne Nicholson for Mare of Easttown.
Okay, so I got some opinions. So Renee Elise Goldsberry was great in Hamilton, but I think this would have been a great opportunity to nominate Girls 5 Eva because she was phenomenal in that show. I will never be satisfied. It's correct. I was pushing for Katherine Hahn.
I really wanted Katherine Hahn.
But it I said this, Katherine Hahn. I had this thought, like, I don't really think any award that a Marvel thing was going to win was going to be technical, because academies don't love to award, for some reason, don't love to award, like, superhero shit. I don't know why. They just don't. So their nominations
unless
are their
technical. Yeah.
That's what I just said. So their wins are going to be their nominations.
Even though this felt like the least Marvel-y superhero.
Yeah, but it's you know, they got a thing and whatever. what is so funny? Are you okay? Because 10-year-old boy. Okay, shut up. All right. So yeah, I really did love Catherine Hahn. I think she was my favorite. She was my one, my favorite to win. But Renee Elise Goldberry to me was nominated for Girls Five Eva, and she was great in that.
I have an opinion too.
Go ahead.
I think Marie Heller, is that her name?
Marion Heller.
Marion. Heller.
Magdalene.
From
Queen's Gambit.
From Queen's Gambit, I think should have been nominated over the woman who was, although she was great too, Moses Ingram. Fuck these papers in my fan. Julia Nicholson, I think, was great in Mare of Easttown. Mm-hmm. She's another actress I always get confused with, Carrie Coon. I can't get them too.
Yes, they do look so much alike.
And they both have like interesting, deeper voices.
Yeah.
I love them both. I think they're both fantastic. But Julia Nicholson, I think, gave a very beautiful performance in Mare of Easttown. Oh, that was another one where in her clip, we were talking about how I'm behind the times and I have not seen the season 2 of The Mandalorian. And so some of it was spoiled for me today during the broadcast.
A big part was spoiled for Anna just now watching the Emmys.
The biggest part, really.
Like the season finale.
Yeah, so...
hilarious.
Thanks, Emmys. But they also spoiled... a bit of Mare of Easttown, and I'm glad you guys weren't paying like too close of attention because.
No. Oh really? Okay, good.
Yeah, the scene that they showed for Julia Nicholson, when she, her clip, I was like, that's like a big part. I mean, I know that's probably the episode they submitted for her because right. She was fantastic in that episode, but I feel like there was another scene, a scene between her and Mare that would have been, well, that would have given less away. I don't know. I feel like if you're paying close attention, you're like, oh.
I was not, so yay.
Yeah, yay good me. For us.
Yes,
yay. I was more worried about Catherine Hahn.
So, yeah. What was the next one now? Supporting actor in a limited anthology series or movie. That's a mouthful to say. It's annoying as hell. And the winner went to Evan Peters. So was he good? Did he deserve to win? Yeah.
I would have loved to have seen... I'm very sorry for my pronunciation. Papa Isidu from I May Destroy You. Because, honestly... That was a performance, and I think the thing about I May Destroy You is that the writing was so rich, and it was so good, that like everybody who played a part in it did really well because the foundation was solid, but him in particular, his role was really great.
And Crystal and I have probably talked about this a million times before, but. Go watch the Shakespeare show. It was a celebration of 400 years of Shakespeare. And Papa Isidu did the soliloquy To Be or Not to Be from Hamlet. Did. And it was so spectacular.
Oh, my God. I need to see that.
Yeah, seeing so many talented people on that stage, one after another, was, like, amazing. Wow.
And what pisses me off is if you try to find it on YouTube... You'll find the clip before where there was like 10 different actors who went up there and were like, no, the emphasis should be on to be it should be on not to be. And that's a great bit. It was very well done. And you even had Prince Charles come out and make an appearance. But then it faded away to Papa Isidu, who did a beautiful rendition of that soliloquy. And I think his version of Hamlet is on the National Theatre Live app. It might be, or it might be on Broadway HD. Anyway, I have both. The National Theatre Live is expiring, I think, in a few weeks because I'm not paying for it again. So if you want to watch that, get on there, girls.
Yeah. I will totally do that.
But yeah, he's so great. And his performance in I May Destroy You, I think, was so beautiful and nuanced and quiet.
Yes.
Although.
He was really great at supporting, you know.
There were times where I felt like he forgave Michaela Cole's character a little too quickly.
I was just thinking about that episode. The, like, where they dress up for Halloween.
Not only that, the party at her house where she locks him in the bed.
That was
fucked
terrifying.
Up. Especially considering what she had just gone through.
Yes, she didn't even think. Yeah.
I mean, she had no idea what he had just gone
through. No, but still, like, yeah.
Not cool, man.
No. Please go watch I May Destroy You. It's on HBO. It's like 30-minute episodes, I think. Really good. High quality.
And then we go on to writing for a drama series, which went to Peter Morgan for The Crown.
Okay. So again, I love The Crown, and that episode that they submitted was very good. But I think this would have been a really great opportunity to award Misha Green, who was a woman of color. Lovecraft Country had its moments that I didn't like. But overall, writing-wise, I don't know. There's way shittier shows that get longer runs. And what she was trying to do in that show was very ambitious. And I should have been awarded. Should have been rewarded. Mm-hmm. There you go. There's the words. I mean, also, oh yeah, there's a lot of women in here. That's nice. Yeah. Good for them. Really, as long as it wasn't Ryan Murphy, I was fine.
To be fair, Pose is really great, and it's not necessarily because Ryan Murphy has a hand in it.
I mean, it says right here, Ryan Murphy.
I know, but for the majority of its run, he kind of just stepped back, stepped aside.
That's how good when he stepped aside, huh? There you go. And there was that tweet that was like, Evan Peters got away from Ryan Murphy and immediately won, and then me. That's funny. Okay, what's the next one? Directing for a drama series went to Jessica Hobbs for The Crown. Now, again, I love The Crown. And it was a woman who won, so that's nice. But I guess that's probably the only one I wanted to win, really. Because I haven't seen Bridgerton. Was the directing good in Bridgerton?
No, I have some thoughts about Bridgerton, in that, like, some of the story writing is problematic. Some of it is just a little lackluster for me.
There was, technically a rape scene that, like, what people brushed over.
Yeah. It was non-consensual, for sure. The writing was not there. The writing was not there.
Okay, so spoilers, because I'm going to give this to Crystal. So, homegirl gets married, and she had no idea what sex was and how it worked. So when she gets married to McHottie,
okay,
they have really hot...
The Duke.
Really hot sex. And then, like, the whole next episode is them just having sex 800 times all over the place. Like,
it was totally out of nowhere, because no one had that much sex on the show before, and then all of a sudden it was just like sex, like everywhere, place in their home, every place in their garden, every place everywhere.
I'm not complaining. It was beautiful. As they're having sex, he doesn't. Whenever he goes to finish, he pulls out and finishes elsewhere, and she has no idea what that's about. So finally, her maid tells her, like, "Well, that's how babies are made when he finishes inside you." And
she really knew nothing then, huh?
Yeah, her mother did not prepare.
Yeah, she literally has a conversation later with her mother being like, why didn't you tell me?
So whenever she figures this out, they're having sex. And whenever she knows he's close to finishing, she rolls him over on top and refuses to let him pull out. And he's doing it purposefully because he is dead set against not having children.
And he's made that perfectly clear to her from the beginning.
But he's also never really told her what...
what the reason was, which is a very personal reason.
Or what he was doing when he pulled out. Like, he never really explained that to her, and she was kind of starting to question it. So there was a lot of, like, this poor girl knew nothing, but also...
That was not consensual.
That was not consensual.
Yikes!
Yeah. Yeah. And it was very brushed up. Like, it was not really talked about.
Yeah, because the show is trying to be, like... The show doesn't know what it's doing in terms of, like, tone, because sometimes it's like, ooh, uppity and funny and like a play on Regency era, and then sometimes it's like really dark and drama. And some of the, like, I think the best part of that show was the Duke's, like, episodes or his scenes, because his character had, like, a lot of meat, and, like, his story was really interesting. But, like,
I'm never gonna see him again.
Yeah, no.
And then it wasn't nominated for best drama.
Yeah.
All right.
You don't want to watch it because, no, first of all, you don't like romantic shit. Secondly, the writing was...
It looks stupid to
poor.
Me.
Poor. The writing was poor.
I saw the trailer
poor.
And I was like, I'm out. I'm good.
Although Julie Andrews narrating.
It had some really fun moments.
It did. But when I got to that episode, I was like, oh, no.
The costumes were very fun. The music was really great.
Yes.
The mix of the modern and the Regency was really fun. That was my main issue with the show. Other than that, it was very, is your basic romance book brought to life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I liked it for the most part. Is it best drama worthy? No.
No.
Was Emily in Paris best comedy worthy?
No.
Fuck no.
Well, I mean, it got nominated for directing, but not writing, so I guess that's
there you go.
Good.
Because it looked good, but it didn't,
because they got to
didn't
see
have
his
substance.
Ass.
The substance was not there. The visual was there. Visually, it was. Mm-hmm.
The colors were also.
Yes.
Told a great color story.
Yeah.
Okay, interesting. So moving on to supporting actress in a drama, went to Gillian Anderson for The Crown. I love her, and it was really hers to lose at that point. However, I had not seen Lovecraft Country before that. And I'm not sure how to say her name. And
Anjanou
Ellis.
Mm-hmm. Also, the girl who plays Ruby isn't on here. She should have been nominated,
yes,
too.
Wumi Musaka. She's phenomenal. Phenomenal.
That episode of hers, I'm going to look up the name real quick. Talk about it.
Yeah, okay, so, oh, sorry. Yeah, Wumi Musaka, she was in Loki. She's really good in Loki.
Yes!
Mm-hmm, she's great.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to talk about it too much. I just want you guys to watch it.
Yeah, don't spoil it.
Because it's just so good. It's just so good. There's so many layers to everything in that show. And the way they try to tie it back. It's set in the 60s, but, like, it's the way it relates to now and even farther in the past. It just all connected, and it's just so it's really, really good. Yeah. Wumi Musaka is really good. What was
Strange Cage.
Yes. So good. Oh man, I was shook that episode for sure. So yeah, as much as I love Gillian Anderson in The Crown, I my choice would have been Anjanou Ellis.
And her episode that she was nominated for is called I Am. Cool. And it's
powerful.
It's so powerful. And it's a great standalone episode if like sci-fi and, well, it's very sci-fi heavy in that episode. But if you're not sure about the show and you are scared like I was, I think it's a good one to just watch. Because it is a good standalone. And
so powerful.
Yeah, it's a really great piece of art, for sure. Supporting actor drama.
Oh my god, we were not expecting this at all.
The screams that were
heard around the world.
Heard in this apartment.
First of all, if you've ever listened to us.
We've been campaigning for this homeboy to be, first of all, nominated.
Yeah.
For a while, okay? And then he won.
Since Outlander.
And then he won. I could not believe it. I thought for sure he was just going to be like, oh, here's your nomination. Have a good day. No, he won.
I did not expect this at all.
Tobias Menzies, we love you very much.
Fucking love you so much.
Although, Michael.
K. Williams. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Some people were saying on Twitter that he should have won.
This, I mean, he gave a phenomenal performance. And I'm wondering what episode, if they put him up for, like, Rewind 1921
episode. Yeah, what episode did they submit? That's a good question.
I'm going to look at that here in a minute. But I think, and this is going to be, this sounds awful, but I think it's 100% true. If he had died before voting.
Yeah. No, exactly right.
The voting was put in, he probably would have won.
And I have a feeling they knew that, so that's what they had. It was a Kerry Washington. Mm-hmm. Give a little speech about him beforehand. The thing about Lovecraft Country is everyone is acting their ass off on that show. Everything else was, as a whole, that show was kind of like hit or miss, but the acting was on point for every single person. And I really think Tobias Menzies should have won for last season, for season 3.
It should have been last year.
So maybe, like, they didn't watch season 3 or something? I don't know. But, because later on when we go to lead actress in a drama, I'm sorry, I'm jumping ahead. But, These awards that were won, I feel like were more, should have been for season three, not season four. Because Tobias Menzies is good in season four, but nowhere near as good as he was in season three. Mm-hmm. And it's only because he wasn't in as much.
Right.
You know? Giancarlo Esposito is great, just in whatever he does.
Seriously.
So we have for him. I've never seen Perry Mason, but I know John Lithgow is great, just in general. This Is Us is still there for some reason. Yeah.
We're almost out of our This Is Us years. One more year.
That's how I felt about, what was it, Modern Family? Like, is this done?
Is it over yet?
Is it over yet?
Big Bang,
too.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
So, we're almost done. One more go around. But yeah, Tobias Menzies, we love you very much. Congrats.
Bro.
Team Tobias forever.
I will follow him forever.
I will follow him.
Follow
him wherever he may go. I don't know the rest.
He was on this really great show that Anna made me watch. It was just mentioned. The Way... This Way Up.
Isn't the name of that movie with that's coming out? Oh, Don't Look Up. Sorry, just kidding. With Jennifer Lawrence and Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, what a mess that looks like. That trailer looks like shit.
Okay, whatever. Anyways.
Yeah, but this is a really cute show.
Okay, so
Ashley
what's...
B, I love Ashley.
What's the next one? Number
9.
Writing for Variety's.
Nope. Take two. Writing for a Variety series. The nominees were Amber Ruffin Show, a Black Lady Sketch Show, Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, and Saturday Night Live.
Should have been Amber Ruffin.
And the winner was Last Week Tonight with John Oliver.
He has enough awards.
I'm trying to mimic the voice of that one TikToker who does the really weird food videos. Congratulations, John Oliver. You win every year. You did it again.
Congrats on being white. I don't know. I mean, I've never seen any of these shows. I mean, well, that's not true. But I can already tell you the Amber Ruffin, the Buckley sketch show should have won. Again, opportunity to not see the thing about these Emmys is like they think nominating or having people of color present is enough, and it's actually
it's not. It's not. Yeah, exactly.
Like there's so much good television. Why not honor something different every time? What's the problem? Like, I don't.
Yeah, because it's not like it's any less better than what's already on there.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's actually even better than what wins or gets nominated.
Yeah, I think I read a tweet. Sorry. I think I read a tweet that was like, if more people read the newspaper or like read the news, then John Oliver wouldn't be winning as much. But whatever. Okay, what's the next one?
Also, I can't look at him without seeing Zazu.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, I forgot that was him.
He looks like Zazu. Okay.
He does?
I think so.
I haven't really paid attention. Variety Talk Series. The nominees were Conan, Daily Show, Trevor Noah. The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Jimmy Kimmel Live, Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, and The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. The winner was John Oliver. I love Conan very much. And the fact that
Conan deserves.
He won the night.
He really did. And I think since it was his last hurrah on television after many, 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 many years on television.
Like decades.
It should have been Conan. Okay.
Yeah.
Just because he's great. So.
Yeah, and they do those like farewell wins all the time. Like they couldn't have done that for Conan.
Yeah, exactly.
He's literally been on there forever.
The disrespect. Conan, you're my favorite. Anyways. Okay, then it was Variety Sketch Series in SNL one, which was...
Stupid! A fucking joke! If anyone has seen the Black Lady Sketch Show, you would know immediately it's funnier than SNL.
I haven't even seen it, and I know it's funnier than SNL.
It's like, I could show you 30 seconds from that show, and you'd be like, this is better.
I haven't seen SNL, like, for real, in, like, years, and it has not been funny to me in years. I've seen clips here and there in the last couple, I guess, months or something. I just, like, this isn't funny to me.
No.
It's so white.
I don't laugh.
I don't.
And that's not good for a comedy fucking show.
Boop, boop. It's like an institution to like blah, 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 whatever. But like.
I think sometimes it's time to retire. And just let it go. You know?
You said it. All right. What's the next one? Number. Okay. So, writing for a comedy series went to the team from Hacks. Anna, you're up.
Oh my God. I'm destroyed so sorry. The mic.
Idea that was coming out.
You're gonna edit that out. You're gonna leave it in there.
I'm gonna leave it in because there ain't no way I'm gonna edit this
shit. That was amazing. The timing on that was perfect.
I literally just opened my mouth.
I will be surprised if anyone is still listening at this point.
Fun fact: a few years ago, I couldn't burp at all, like at all, and now they just come out of me like
the gas is finally enough in your body that it just comes out.
Like, I used to not be able to burp, and that just fucking happened.
You know what? I'm convinced that this episode's for no one but us.
And that's fine.
This is our anniversary Emmy episode.
No one listens to us anyway.
Exactly.
Okay, Hacks.
So Hacks, yeah. So it won.
I thought Hacks was great. One for writing. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I thought Hacks was great. I love a good vehicle for an older woman.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And this was such a great vehicle for Jean Smart. It was really great to see the difference in generations and the way, like, the badassery that a woman like Jean Smart had to have been to have risen in the ranks. Her character is a stand-up comedian. And, you know, diving into her life story. And I just think it was a really great way to look at where women are now and what women are demanding, the respect that we're demanding right now, and the acknowledgement we're demanding now, and to look and to see it from a perspective of someone who's not, who didn't grow up in that time, who didn't, who didn't get that respect, start to demand it for themselves and start to, who thought she had that respect.
Right.
You know, because.
But is now realizing.
She was a rich white woman who had done very well for herself. But when you look back at it, she's like, oh shit, I could have, things should have been better. And was really great in that respect. And I find myself having those conversations with older women in my family.
Mm.
Of like the difference of, no, we're demanding that things be different now. And they're like, well, that was on them. They should have done better. I'm like, no. That's not on them. It's on everyone else to be better. So
collective, rather than just one.
Yeah, I think it's a great. I think it'd be a great piece for like mothers and grandmothers to watch with like their daughters and grandchildren to bridge that gap and to have that conversation of where women came from, and kind of look at how. Why old generations may feel or think the way they feel and think.
Mm-hmm.
And then for the younger generation, be like, no, you were cheated.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't have had to deal with that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're in a time where you can stand up and demand more. Anyway, I think Hacks was great.
It's interesting you say that because Joy and I have been watching these decades documentaries on HBO Max. Highly recommend. And it's interesting to see the reason for these boomers and their actions because of the environment they grew up in. And so, like, they're this way because these things are happening around them. And so they've built, like, a wall in their head. And they still have the same fears as a teenager. So they're carrying those with them to their adulthood and their elderlyhood or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting. It was a not that it makes their actions correct, but it as
gives you reason.
30-something, I understand. Like, okay, I understand that.
I've had this conversation recently with someone in my family. I haven't watched the new American Crime Story, Monica Lewinsky. I haven't watched it yet. I'm gonna wait until like most or all of it is out so I can binge it. I also don't know a great deal other than like the basics of that story, because honestly, I was a baby. It was a baby when it happened.
Late
90s. But when a commercial for it came on, a person in my family was like, we got into talking about it, and their opinion was, oh, well, you know, she put herself in that position, and she kind of deserved it. And I was like, No. And we stopped and we had this conversation. I was like, he was in a position of power. He was the most powerful man in the world. And when a young girl gets that attention, like, it's going to go to her head because we as women are conditioned to let – to. And I explained it to her and she was like, oh, okay. Well, I mean, not that – she didn't think badly of Monica Lewinsky, but she more would have put blame on her for being in that position. I was like, mm-hmm. No, let's stop and look at that. And she was like, oh, okay. So I think there is such a major gap generationally of the way we – of the way women look at things and the positions that they're in. And I kind of lost the point of where I was going with this. But I hope you see where I was going with this. Because we're moving on to the next category.
Yeah, no. But before we do, though, I think that's going to be whenever you do catch up or watch whatever. That'll be a great conversation to have, podcast or not. I think it's just really interesting. Because I've seen the first two episodes, and I had no idea she was that young. Because she was 22. That is so just young.
Fresh out of college.
22 years old. Like, I think about when I was 22 and, like, how impressionable I was. And, like,
it's a common age for women to be losing their virginity at. Like, it's not unheard of for women to be 22 and still be virgins. And then for the most powerful man in the world to be giving you attention and to look at you that way. Like, yeah, that's going to fuck you up.
It's just, I didn't know that he was a predator either. I had no idea because, like I said, I was a child too. I was a little older, but like, I just thought he targeted Monica, not like several people.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's what we found.
He was
out on
a
the show.
Predator.
He's like straight up, and like you can tell that like the PR, the group that was working with him, obviously worked overtime to try to get him to like look. He's just like a
he's
regular
just a friendly
guy.
He's just so nice.
And which is why a lot of people from our generation who like grew up like younger and like you said, know the gist of it, but don't know the details are kind of all the same boat. We're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like nobody fucking told us that this is the that this was a bigger problem than just like surface level.
It's really bad. It's really bad. It's horrible. But anyways, before we continue, I'm just going to say that, Pen 15 is a great show. You should watch it. It's nominated for writing. And I also really like Girls 5 Eva. If you enjoyed Kimmy Schmidt, same type of vibe. Really smart jokes, really quick. All those ladies on that show are great. Anyways, moving on.
Broadway peeps.
I was trying to figure out what she was saying. I was like, who's Bradley?
Broadway peeps. I'm going to drink my wine.
Moving on. To directing for a comedy series, it went to Hacks again. Hacks, right?
Yeah. Let me talk about Hacks again. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. So, I love writing. When a show has good writing, I love it. So, I'm going to have to definitely watch Hacks. So, yay. Mom is there. Good for them. Be Positive was there.
What the fuck was that?
James Burrows, he's, like, known for directing all these classic sitcoms. Like, he's been in the biz for, like, a million years.
Okay, so that's why.
So, yeah. Excuse me? What rating is this show?
Oh, now who's thinking like that?
I love your paint. Come on, don't let me go on. Shut me up.
I'm trying.
Okay, Crystal, what's the next category?
I
think I'm fainting.
What is the next one? Oh, God.
14 lead actress
in okay. Went to Jean Smart for Hacks. Ooh, okay, so I didn't see any of these shows, so...
Wait, what did y'all think?
A.D. Bryan for Shrill, Katie Klo for The Flight Attendant, Allison Janney for Mom, Tracy Ellis Ross for Blackish, and Jean Smart.
Okay, so I've seen season one of Shrill, but this was not for season one. A.D. Bryan is beautiful, and I love her. I don't know about the rest of the show. The Flight Attendant, Katie Klo, basic white girl shit. Allison Janney, she is my spirit animal. if I could morph into anyone right in this moment, it would be Allison fucking Janney. If anyone, I could pick anyone to be my mom, it would be Allison fucking Janney. If I could pick anyone to be my mentor, it would be Allison fucking Janney. If I could have anyone's life and career, it would be Allison fucking Janney. If I could, oh, okay, we're moving on. Jean Smart is great.
Have you seen any of the shows, Joy?
I've only seen the first couple episodes of Shrill. And A.D. Bryant's, you know, cute. But
Allison Janney, like me.
All right.
But Kaylee Cuoco, I don't have to watch The Flight Attendant to know she's basic.
I mean, she was good. It wasn't, she gave a good performance. She wasn't great.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the right person won is what you're saying.
I'm assuming.
All right, good.
I can make a scientific deduction and saying that's correct.
Okay, moving on. Lead actor in a comedy went to Jason Sudeikis.
Sudeikis?
For Ted Lasso. That was a given. That was his to lose.
Yeah, we were not surprised by that.
Kenan Thompson, I love that he's nominated. Good for him.
Yeah, and then he has his own show now.
Yeah, I'm glad. I'm really glad for that. Anthony Anderson has been nominated in this category since the dawn of time, I think.
William H. Were a series win for Shameless because he's been great on that the whole time, but I think what lost him A was Ted Lasso, but B was his wife.
That's right.
Also, he did. I think he won like the Golden Globe a couple years ago.
This is the Emmys, though.
I know,
but that show ended like
right.
Like Kyle Chandler won the last season.
Friday Night Lights.
But Shameless didn't have the same like. Ending sort of momentum as those other shows did.
Didn't. Oh, okay.
True.
Because by the end,
almost every year for Shameless.
Right. But it no.
To me, Andre Bauer should be here.
Andre Bauer should have been here and won. How dare you?
Yeah, Andre Bauer.
Let's put Andy Samberg in there too.
You know what? Yeah.
Let's go.
Put him in there.
I'll get rid of Michael Douglas. I'll get rid of Willem H. Macy.
And the lead actress should have America Ferrera there.
Yes.
Also, Amy Santiago. I'm forgetting her name. Melissa Romero. And the girls from.
Just keep going.
What did I say last? You know?
No.
Jason Sudeikis.
We're saying who should be here.
Who should be here? The girls from Pen 15.
And the girls from Girlfriend of
America Forever. Forever. America Ferrera.
From Superstore.
America Forever.
Melissa Romero.
From Brooklyn
Nine-Nine. Or Stephanie Patrice, also. She's great. Andre Brower. Anybody from Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
And December.
Or Pen 15.
Yeah.
But
or Superstore.
Or Superstore, yeah.
Yeah.
Those shows were great, and
they are fucking great.
And again, Superstore ended, and now Lenovo gets nominated. So thanks for nothing, Emmys.
Thank you, Emmys.
I want the 12-foot skeleton so I can do this.
The listeners love that, by the way.
You're welcome.
Okay, what was the next one? Oh,
I think it was number 8.
We just did 15.
How do you remember it?
Reality TV competition.
Okay, they went to RuPaul's Drag Race.
RuPaul's Drag Race.
Drag Race. I have never seen an episode of that show.
Early season's super fun. Should have been Nailed It.
Yeah, hello, Nailed It's great.
I've seen
Nicole Byer is great.
I'm so sad.
No, you're not. You're not sorry at all.
Alright, what's next?
So Nailed It is my favorite, the end.
Directing.
Although I love The Amazing Race, so whatever. 17 direct wait.
Yeah.
What?
Directing for a limited anthology series
review. I don't know. I mislabeled it.
Directing for
limited series anthology. Blah, blah, blah.
Oh.
Scott Frank for The Queen's Gambit.
Sure, but
when
you're in competition with Barry Jenkins, you're going to lose.
I love Barry Jenkins so much.
Why wasn't anyone nominated for directing Lovecraft Country?
Good question. Mm-hmm. Great question.
Although WandaVision, I know it wouldn't win, but damn it, WandaVision.
I know,
so good.
And again, I said this earlier. Like, it's not gonna win anything, but as far as the big awards are concerned, but.
Right? But it was so great.
That, especially because there was a lot of puzzle pieces they had to put together in that.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
Cheryl Dunier for episode Strange Cage.
Yeah,
Lovecraft Country.
Or the one where they went in the Indiana Jones on the museum. Whoever the lady directing that episode is going to direct the new Ogard
a sequel.
I'm so excited for
now. Watching her episode, I'm like, all right, I'm in. She's so great.
I'm so excited.
What's her name?
I did. Yeah, I did see that. And I made just
History of Violence was the episode. Her name is
Victoria Mahoney.
Victoria Mahoney. She's directing
Mick Mahoney. Mick Mahoney.
She's directing Old Guard sequel, and she's gonna be great. Can't wait.
What
sequel?
The Old Guard.
Old Guard.
Charlotte.
What did you think I said?
I was hearing you, but I couldn't remember what Old Guard was.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Barry Jenkins, I love very much. Adopt me, thank you. What was the next one?
Tommy Kail!
I messed up my label.
Writing for a limited series.
Went to Michaela Cole for I May Destroy You. Now, I have not seen this yet, so I'm going to give this up to.
It's wonderful. It's really good. Oh, fuck. Hold on. Fuck, I did it again.
Michaela Cole. You goddess, you queen.
She looks amazing, yeah. Too. She looks fabulous.
According to Kate Winslet. She looked great. That yellow pops off her skin. Like
beautiful.
Butter.
She is as beautiful as she is talented, and she's really fucking talented. Like,
I was saying earlier that I watched that show a little late, so everyone had really hyped it up. It had already gotten a lot of shit for not being nominated for the Golden Globes. The Golden Globes got a lot of shit, not I May Destroy You. So there was already a lot of, like, pressure on the show whenever I started watching it. I thought it was great. I didn't think it was as great as I thought it was going to be. It's very heavy.
Did you
deserve that writing win? Oh, hundo P. Yeah. Okay. It's very heavy. It's a lot. You see a lot of shit on that show. But the performances are great. The writing is great. Everyone, go watch I May Destroy You.
Yeah, really good. It is not a comedy, but it's really good.
Well, yeah, it's a limited anthology series and movie. do you think that deserved the win, Joy?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
If it wasn't I May Destroy You, I would have said WandaVision with Vision's dumbass speech that had us all in tears.
What a great line. Wow.
Writers
wow.
around the world were like, fuck it, I give up.
Right? Yeah. I'm not even a writer. I was like, well, we're done. Writing is over.
Can't ever attempt it.
And I think that show was effective in that show was effective in making me care about Vision because I never cared about him before then.
No!
And I was like in tears at the very end.
Yes! I never in a million years thought.
I didn't care either way. Like, all right, like whatever. He was there. He was
yeah.
whatever.
Yeah.
But and I then, like. Oh my God. That's fair.
But I was
Paul
just
Bettany
like, I care deeply, deeply about Wanda, but then the stupid show. I was like,
yeah,
I care
that Paul
Bettany
about Vision
dies again. He's already died so many times.
I'm so excited for Wanda to be the villain in Doctor Strange. Oh hell, I'm so excited.
She's gonna be the villain?
Yes. I cannot wait. Because you can try to get her kids back. Wait, you've seen it, right? Okay. The whole spoiler, by the way, the audience who's not here.
Who's not seen WandaVision?
So it's been confirmed she's a villain. I think she's gonna try to break the multiverse because she wants to get her kids. Because she hears them at the very end and she knows how to get them, she's gotta break some shit to do it.
So do you think she heard them because of what Peter does?
I think it kinda happens at the same time. And this is the thing too. Like you don't watch What If, and that's fine. But and
I will. I just haven't.
Okay. Well, there's a mini spoiler. I'm just gonna tell you. So there's an episode where Doctor Strange, like, becomes like super not nice, super not great, and evil. And so my theory is that evil Doctor Strange is the one who changes the timeline in Spider-Man.
I've read that. I've heard that theory. That
okay.
It's not the real Doctor.
Yeah, I think it's in the trailer premiered, and then that episode happened. And I was like, oh. That's what it is. So I think it's evil Doctor Strange, and he's, like, fucking it up because he likes mess, I guess. He's a messy bitch. And so, like, I think that's what's happening. Oh, my God. So I think that happened. Have you seen Loki yet?
No.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, Anna.
That's essential viewing for the next. Oh, I don't want to tell you who's in it because I'm going to spoil literally everything. Well, I almost did it.
Oh,
okay, don't
I
say
know
nothing.
He comes in the end.
That he does.
God,
add him to the list.
The
Anna's thirsting all over tonight.
Anna's having a crisis. It's essential viewing because things happen, and I think Doctor Strange in Spider-Man, and then that thing with Loki happens, and then I think it all happens in the same all time. That's my connected, brain. Yeah. That's what I think. So, anyways.
I think so.
What was the next category? I got confused.
Your mom. Lead actor in a limited or anthology series or movie. Oh, no. Lead actress.
Yeah, because actors always go first, right?
Yeah. Lead actress. It went to Kate Winslet for Mare of Easttown.
Not surprised there at all.
I've only seen WandaVision, so...
Okay, Michaela Cole could have won, and I would have been perfectly happy. Cynthia Erivo, I haven't seen Genius Aretha, but I love Cynthia Erivo. Mm-hmm. More Broadway people. Broadway peeps. I would have been very happy for her because I think she's fantastic, and I think she could do anything. Elizabeth Olsen, I loved WandaVision. I thought she was fantastic in WandaVision.
She was.
The fact that she had to juggle so many different things, I thought she did it so well. Also, I love Elizabeth Olsen. I've loved her since Martha, Marcy, May, Marlene.
Oh my God, and she was in Liberal Arts and we still together.
That was like the beginning of it all.
Okay,
Anya Taylor-Joy, I like her a lot, and The Queen's Gambit, I think she was fantastic in, and had Mare of Easttown not popped out of nowhere, I think she probably would have won. Kate Winslet in Mare of Easttown was so fantastic, she really embodied this character, and what I think was so great about Kate Winslet is that she really was a champion for everyone on that show. So the show started filming, and then COVID hit, and they had to take a break and then come back for COVID. And so, I know, she was just such a champion for everyone on that show. The girl who plays her daughter, had to do a sexy scene, not necessarily a nude scene, but a sexy scene, and she was very nervous. So Kate Winslet wasn't supposed to even be on set, but
who knows about being nude on?
She knows a thing or two about being naked. I'm so sorry. She stayed behind and hid out in the trunk of the car in which the scene was happening, so that she could, so that she could be nearby and be a comfort and support for her. She's just a consummate professional, and I think her dedication to authenticity. She was like, this character is not someone who wakes up in the morning and does her hair and makeup, so. In the morning, most of the show, her hair was thrown in a messy ponytail and she had no makeup on. And she was stuffing her face with Philly cheesesteaks. She was not a glamorous person. And I just think she did really well. Mare of Easttown, it's not a new story. It's your quiet town murder mystery. We've seen it before. But this was just done very well. The characters were super fleshed out. I think Evan Peters, I didn't really talk about it earlier, but I think he elevated himself in this. I think he rose to the bar of Kate Winslet and met it.
Wow.
His character, everyone talks about that scene in the bar, but he really was just so phenomenal in that scene in the bar, where he's drunk and he's giving this monologue to Kate Winslet's character, and it's really beautiful. I had such high hopes. I have such high hopes for his character, and I think he was just really well written, and I think the show was really well written. I think Kate Winslet is just beautiful, perfect, and okay. I'm gonna stop.
Did I ever tell you guys that I saw her and Guy Pearce filming when I lived in New York?
Yes.
Yeah. What was the show called?
Mildred Pierce.
Mildred Pierce. Yeah, they were filming down the street from where I worked, and I got to. I went over there and I looked at my.
That story's fucked up. I'm pretty sure Evan Rachel Wood, her daughter, ends up with Guy Pearce, who was her husband at one point. If I remember.
What? I never actually watched it. But that sounds crazy. It's been a while. Anyways, Joy, do you have anything to add to that? Lead actress in a limited series, anthology series, or movie?
Nope.
No? All right. Yeah. All right. Lead actor
in a limited anthology series or movie went to Ewan McGregor, who was a messy bitch.
And a basic safe choice at that.
I just learned about this messy bitchness. I had no idea. He cheated on his wife and, like, had a baby and then cheated on his wife again and then left his wife for her. I'll marry Elizabeth Winstead. I had no idea. I have some Googling to do.
He a hoe.
I'll send you the article.
He a hoe, basically.
I would have been very fine with Paul Bettany or Leslie Odom Jr. winning this. Because Leslie Odom Jr. beautiful. And Paul Bettany made me give a fuck about a fucking robot.
I am the one thing in life I can control.
Yeah, I think, again, they weren't going to win any awards. But Paul Bettany being nominated was great.
Oh, yeah.
oh, my God. So you shouldn't. So a lead actress in a drama went to Olivia Colman for The Crown. Now, I love The Crown. I love Olivia Colman, but I don't think this should have happened.
Correct.
And I think her herself thinks the same thing, to be fair.
Yeah, she was like, what? Why?
My money would have been on Jerry Smollett because she was so good. It asked a lot of her.
I don't watch the show, but I would not have been mad to see MJ Rodriguez win.
Same.
100%. But also my vote would have been for Journey Smollett.
Yeah. She was phenomenal. She was great.
And Uzo Aduba is great, and she looked beautiful in her pink dress.
Again, I've never seen that in Treatment, but I know she's great in. So basically a woman of color.
Women of color can win, yes.
Because I'm never watching The Handmaid's Tale, and Emma Corrin, I think if anyone was going to win for The Crown, it should have been Emma Corrin, just because it was the Diana season. Like, it was heavily marketed as the Diana season.
Which is why people watched it.
Yeah.
Because people who hadn't seen any of the other seasons watched specifically that season and then went back they and got watched the rest of it. Yeah.
Which makes me hype for Elizabeth Debicki.
Oh.
Because Diana is my princess. She's my queen. Okay.
Ooh, I can't wait for Elizabeth Debicki as Diana. I'm fucking dying. I'm fucking losing it.
Okay. So next category was lead actor in drama went to Josh O'Connor for The Crown.
That's fine. I mean, he's good.
Jonathan Majors was right fucking
good. Yeah. Again, Josh O'Connor. This is hard because I love Josh O'Connor. In that season, there's so many great scenes of him with Emma Corrin. So it's warranted. However, Jonathan Majors was, like, acting his ass off, like, all over the place. He came to Hollywood to work. He's not been acting very long, but he came to work.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. Love that for him. I'm very excited.
Also, I wouldn't have minded Billy Porter either, or, how do you say Bridgerton guy's name?
Rajon Page.
Rajon Page. Yes.
I just made
also, he's the...
I have no idea.
He's the best part of... He was the best part of Bridgerton, acting-wise, so...
Hooked on Phonics, that's what I did.
Also, I threw his name... I think it's been thrown out there for me. But I'm throwing his name out there from the new Bond. He's young. He's hot. He's sexy. He's British. He can do it all, and I'm here for it.
We talked about this, I think you and I, Anna. Like, I'm torn between wanting a male of color as James Bond or a woman. I can't decide which one I want more.
Ooh, let's give it to or a woman. I'm down for Gillian Anderson, even though she's not like British.
I'd also be British adjacent.
She's British adjacent. I'd also be down for
even better.
Yeah, great. I'd also be down for Rosamund Pike. Wow, I would love to.
You'd be down for her anyway, no matter what.
But as Bond, that'd be fucking lit.
I watched most of Gone Girl yesterday while I was babysitting my niece. And so
what a great movie to introduce her to. Yeah. Thank you.
So
your niece?
I mean, she wasn't. She's 6 months old.
Wow.
You introduced her to that movie. Shut up.
Hell yeah.
I introduced her to her first venture. So. At least
she's
going to
remember everything about it.
Yeah.
Did I tell you guys that I watched most of Logan?
Great movie.
It is a great movie.
I fell in and out of sleep because I had a sleeping baby on me and some intoxicating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's my
The baby's intoxicating? Going.
Yeah. So she was like sleeping on top of me. And so I was laying down watching this movie and I would nod off and then wake up. But I really enjoyed it. My first X-Men movie. And everyone
Your first
That's
X-Men
your first
movie?
One? Anastasia. Mm. Oh, man. Huh?
I'm
What are
Okay.
Joy just remembered that we're recording and she's making sure everything's fine.
Joy, what happened? No, I didn't know if it clicked.
I'm so sorry.
She gets up now. Oh, are we recording? Oh, it's red. Okay.
No, because she put her bottle on there and that's the last time it got fucked up.
She put it right there and it got fucked up. IT's on it right here.
I woke up an hour or so into this. I was like, oh, yeah.
Are we recording? Is it working?
Anyways, who's next?
What were we saying now? Oh, Logan.
I can't believe this is your first X-Men movie.
Spoiler alert. to everyone who's listening, Rocket didn't know. Now he knows.
Yeah.
That was a weird sound you just made. That movie made me cry a lot just because I was a huge fan of X-Men before that. I'd watch all the movies. I felt like I went on the journey with him. So like, the culmination of all the emotions and the years and the stress and the, all that. So good. It was a great movie.
Stephen Merchant looked really scary. I didn't like
I forgot he was in that movie.
I liked his character fine and I felt really bad that he had to sacrifice himself in that way. But he freaked me out a little.
That's sneaky. Okay, next category. Where are we at?
23, which is... that's Outstanding Variety Special on Live.
Went to Stephen Colbert for something.
For the live election.
Cool. Good for you, buddy.
Right, I like Stephen Colbert.
I do too, but I'm just... that's enough. All right.
He just had Stephen Sondheim on his show. I haven't watched it yet, but he had Stephen Sondheim on. Like, yes.
Because he's never on any other show before?
Dude's 90. It's been a while. But Company, the revival of Company, gender-bended with a female Bobby, is coming back in December. And then he has a new show that he hopes to have out next season called Square One. Like, Sondheim he's 90 fucking
years old. So, would you say, Runway Peeps! There it is. All right. So, the next one was Variety pre-recorded, went to Hamilton, obviously. That was theirs to lose as well. Right. I don't even know what was nominated. Doesn't matter. All right. What's the next one? Keep going. No, what do you say? Broadway Peeps! Yep. All right. Next one. What's the next one?
Comedy series.
Went to
Ted fucking Lasso.
Eggs, yeah. Again, that was obvious.
Could have been Pen 15. Could have been Superstore. Could have been Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Could have been Emily and Poirot.
Fuck no.
Pen 15 was no way would have won because no one watches that show. But it being there is a big deal, so yeah. I'm very happy for it.
I think it really was between Hacks and Ted Lasso.
Really? Yeah. You think so? Yeah. That's true, yeah. It got a lot of other nominations.
Mm-hmm. And wins.
And Ted Lasso was like the universal winner of just like everything, so yeah, that wasn't surprising. I liked the show a lot. I didn't want to, but I did. So
who would have thought that we would have liked a show about a football team?
Also, like, I never cared about Jason Sudeikis before anyway.
Me neither.
I loved Jason Sudeikis.
Sudeikis.
Okay, so I was I gonna say
Jason Sudeikis. You never cared about him, or I cared about. You liked him, is what you said.
We didn't like him.
I didn't care for him, but you were like,
he's fine.
Nope. All right, next, moving on.
I'm so sorry.
The Kaminsky Method, I've never seen, and I don't ever intend to. And Cobra Kai, I have been wanting to see that because I liked Karate Kid as a kid. The first two seasons were on YouTube Red, and I was like, I'm not getting that. But now it's on Netflix, so yay, I'll try it maybe when I remember. Okay, what's the next one?
The next one is drama.
Drama. Went to, guess what, y'all? The Crown.
The Crown.
Lovecraft.
Yeah.
Also, I haven't finished season 2, but I've heard a lot of great things about The Boys.
Yeah, I heard season 2 was even better than season 1. Haven't finished season 1.
I don't
1.
Know if I'll watch it, but yay for The Boys.
Pretty good. Also Pose, yay.
Again, I'm so impressed This Is Us is still there. It's the only network show up here.
It's the only one hanging on by a thread.
And I guess Blackish is the only network comedy show.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's gotta say something, huh? Good for them.
Yeah.
Okay, what's the next one?
And then in a turn of events, much
like the Oscars, but this panned out a little bit better. They switched things on us. We've all known that the limited or anthology series race has been tight and heated this entire season. It's been anxiously awaited to see who would take home the prize. And so, in a move that worked out so much better than it did Oscar night, when
Yikes.
Anticlimactically Anthony Hopkins won, well deserved.
R.I.P. Chadwick Boseman.
R.I.P. Chadwick Boseman. They moved limited or anthology series to the final category of the night. Mm-hmm. Unprecedented. At least that I know of.
We were shaking in our boots over here.
Limited series or anthology. Limited or anthology series. Nominated was I May Destroy You. Fan-fucking-tastic. Mayor of Easttown. So fucking great. Queen's Gambit. Really all cool. All right. Joy has mixed feelings. The Underground Railroad. I haven't seen it.
So high quality.
I mean, WandaVision. Wonderful.
Yeah, WandaVision's great.
This is a hot fucking race, man. I am so fucking sorry.
And the winner was?
The winner went to The Queen's Gambit. I had a feeling this was going to happen because it won a lot of technical awards on the Creative Arts Emmys. Although I was a little surprised with how much Mayor of Easttown won tonight, so I was like, maybe Mayor of Easttown is going to inch mm-hmm. out and win it. But the Queen's Gambit has been a favorite since early pandemic. I think it was one of those shows early pandemic that people kind of bonded over online and were like, oh, we can all experience this together. It was really well done. Anya Taylor-Joy played the character wonderfully, and it took home the big prize for the night.
Was that your favorite of the group?
Honestly, I would have been fine with any of them winning.
Wow.
This is the category I know the most of. The only one I hadn't watched was The Underground Railroad, but it's Barry Jenkins, and I know it's going to be quality.
Yeah, you can trust him.
So really, any of them. I think if I Made a Story would have won, it would have been really awesome.
Yeah.
I think Mayor of Easttown was so well done, I would have been very happy if they took it away. WandaVision, because it was doing so poorly all around, and although it was nominated.
Technically won a lot for the creative arts, right?
It won a few for creative arts. It didn't win as many as I thought it would have. Because it took home so many nominations, I was like, oh, wow, this is a chance to really sweep. But with such strong contenders like Queen's Gambit and Mayor of Easttown, it really got edged out because it is a superhero thing, and not many of Hollywood elite that vote for the Emmys yep. are Marvel people.
They don't want to do it. Below them, I think.
And so even if they did watch it and could appreciate it, they're like, I don't know who these characters are. Because I highly doubt that a lot of...
They're not invested in it.
Yeah, they haven't watched all
of
Marvel.
They're not going to go back and watch the whole thing.
No. They don't fucking know who Vision is.
Which is very annoying to me because it's literally their job to watch television.
Television.
That's
Marvel.
Literally their job. And they're not going to... They're going to half-ass it. Like...
I do think that the Marvel movies and even some of the Disney Plus, like The Mandalorian and stuff, have kind of a harder hill to climb because they are so in their own category Agreed. Of science fiction. They're not universally accessible. They are, but you have to be entrenched in the world.
And they're not willing to like grade it on just the episode alone or the
right.
show alone.
Yeah,
they alone. It's too much for them. They want it's not doesn't fit to the mold of what they want.
I can understand it though. Like, can you imagine if you had never seen any Marvel and then everyone's talking about this WandaVision show? Let me check it out. Being like, I don't know who the fuck these people are. What is
yeah, but
the,
when if you liked it, when that intrigued you to at least go back and watch maybe their movies?
Possibly, but I could see it being very daunting to dive into. Like, oh.
True.
This show, The Mandalorian, is getting a lot of love. It's getting a lot of attention. It's getting a lot of awards. But I know nothing about Star Wars.
Again,
but I feel like
it's their job to watch media.
I completely agree, but I'm just saying that I can kind of understand their hesitation, like, this is a world I don't know, and I'm diving into it completely.
True.
Okay, I feel like
with at least with The Mandalorian, it's a little bit easier because it's like you don't have to go back and watch like a True. Dozen Star Wars movies to understand that this is in space.
Especially because
there are some aliens and some shit is happening.
This stuff happens after the original movies that came out in the 70s. So like all these old fogies who were the Academy, that was their thing.
They probably
so, like,
already did see this.
Also, like, The Mandalorian shit, like, Star Wars is so entrenched in pop culture.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd find it very hard to believe that there's someone out there, like, an adult who doesn't know
who Darth works Vader in media. Luke's yeah.
Father.
Exactly.
Like, yeah. I've never seen
spoiler.
It. Spoiler. But I know that Darth Vader. The famous line is, "I am your father," and then you know who Luke Skywalker is. You
yeah.
put two together.
Yeah.
Like, it's not hard. I just. Yeah, I think WandaVision and The Mandalorian had a harder hill to climb.
Yeah, they do. Because they're genre films or genre fair. And it's
yeah.
But that's, to me, that's an excuse. Well, Lovecraft was a one season thing, so that's even worse.
It was a drama, but because it was so extremely science fiction horror, I have a feeling it had a harder battle because it's not everyone's cup of tea. Whereas watching a drama about a girl playing chess or a murder mystery,
which is the white shit of the white shit.
Yeah.
It's more accessible.
Maybe not to me. I hate chess. I don't hate white people. But you know what I mean.
Chess is cool.
I'm just saying, like, no, chess is fine. Whatever.
I know.
I just think, like, well, then get rid of the Academy.
It's the safe choice.
They revamped the Oscar Academy, so revamped the Emmy Academy as well.
It needs to happen.
Emmy's so white, okay?
Yeah, because, like, The Crown is good and all, and we enjoy it, but, like, that's enough.
And same with Succession. I love Succession, but that's all white, too.
Yep. There's plenty of good shit out there.
I loved Downton Abbey. That was all white as well.
I
loved, what was it, the one with Amy Adams?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
All white as well.
I'm very bummed that Lovecraft went home with nothing.
Agreed.
I'm very upset that it wasn't nominated for production design.
Agreed.
I'm so sorry, this wine. And all the food has made me very gassy.
Lovecraft Country.
Yeah, I'm upset that it didn't get more love. I'm upset that it's not getting a second season because, yeah, the finale was a B might, like, probably a C if I'm going to grade it.
Lackluster.
But every other episode was such a hot hit. It was an A plus. It was... Every little bit of it was so well done, and all of it was this beautiful black company of actors that deserve so much better.
The mic fell forward. I watched behind the scenes after I finished the show, and it's the author of the book. He was saying that, you know, some people get hung up on their work and are apprehensive about being adapted, and he's like, no, I'm excited. He's like, because Misha Green can show in ways I never could. He's like, so I'm so excited to see what she's gonna do with my ideas and how bring it filter through her brain is gonna come out. It's gonna be gorgeous. I can't wait to see it. Like, he was so excited to let her take the reins of his story. He's like, I planted a seed and she's gonna make it grow, and I'm just so excited to see that.
And fun fact, for those who have watched it, when the book Lovecraft Country comes into play in the story, the differences that they talk about are the differences that were in the novel that weren't in the show. So I thought that was a neat nod to...
They talk about it in the documentary. It's really cute.
Yeah, I thought that was a neat nod to the actual story. I just finished it, like, 2 days ago, so it's still very hot, like, heavy on my heart.
I can't wait till all of us can talk about it. Podcast or not. Like, I'm really excited. Just for us to, like...
We can podcast about it.
Just a deep dive in there. Are there any shows that you think should be here? Should have been here that weren't? Just in general?
Well, there was an ad for it while we were watching the show, but Mayans MC...
Yeah.
Which, this season... I think we mentioned it maybe once or twice, but... This season, I don't know. It just came out of nowhere how good it was, how good everything, everybody like stepped their shit up. Writing wise, yeah, cinematographer, everything. They had a female cinematographer, they had more female writers and like directors.
That
and
opening,
everything.
The opening, we just need
we
the
need
opening.
A, we need to send you
like,
the opening. We'll watch it right now on YouTube.
It's like, I don't even know what to say about it. It's just.
It should have been in there for drama, for sure. It can definitely hold its own against some of these. Especially because they put fucking Bridgerton on here. Like,
yeah,
if Bridgerton
exactly.
can make this list, so can Mayans MC. And I know that Sons of Anarchy, as far as I know, never really got any serious awards.
I think Kay Segal got nominated for actress, I think.
I think that was about it.
Charlie. I don't remember, to be fair.
But nothing really... Nothing consistent and nothing, like, big. Definitely no wins.
Yeah, I don't think it would have won because it's just not the show that Emmys want to recognize, clearly. But I think it should at least have been there for, hello.
Even like the technical things.
What's his name? The dad. I'm blanking on his name.
Edward James Olmos.
Yeah, he's a legend. Out of respect, a TV and movie legend.
Yeah.
Nominated him for something.
Yeah, it should have at least gotten into the technical for cinematography because some of that shit that I was seeing was just as good as Mandalorian, which won. That writing, the direction, all these, just like, it's really not that hard. I say it's not that hard. But it's really a testament to, like, when you put forth effort, when you have a team that cares about what they're making from every angle, from the actors to the writers to the people on set to the costume designers to the lighting people, like, everybody.
Yeah.
You're going to get some good stuff. Yeah. You're going to get some good stuff because that third season, yes, that third it's season phenomenal. Is just fucking magical.
And I think, like, they should have let, and this is also a show that was really good too, was Narcos Mexico, is these shows don't shine the best light on America in the war on drugs and things like that. So they don't want to admit that, like, they're part of the problem. Especially Narcos Mexico, it's much more evident in that show, which is also really great. That opening sequence is phenomenal. You know, they don't want to admit that they're part of a problem, so they're not going to award a show that shows that.
Shines that, yeah.
And it's a shame, but it's true. And I think everyone should watch it. It's not... I mentioned it to somebody and they're like, oh, that's just like a Hispanic show, like a Mexican show. I was like, well, no.
No, bitch.
It's a show that's for everyone and you should watch it and quit being weird.
Well, I'm not going to watch something because it's not from like my country of origin.
I watch white people shit all the time.
Yeah, literally. Anyways. I think it was Kumail Nanjiani who said that at the Oscars. That was like,
oh, yeah.
I've had to live my whole life watching white people shows. Yeah. So if I can relate to them, you can relate to me.
Exactly. Exactly.
So anyways, there's plenty of shows that didn't get love that could have and should have.
Agreed.
So go watch Superstore, watch Mayans, watch Pen 15, watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Narcos Mexico.
Watch Lovecraft Country, as I will do. That's probably be my spooky October show.
Yeah. Any last words, Anna?
Any last burps, Anna? Any
last burps you're gonna give to us?
Surprisingly, there's not one in there.
Wow.
Yeah, girl, it's been
I'm
hidden.
Glad you are in your own home, that you don't have to drive somewhere.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for listening, guys. If you stuck around to the end, tell
anybody who's listening, we love you.
We do.
You made it this far. Congratulations.
Let me know.
Prize.
I'll send you a Venmo for like $5.
We don't have any like swag to give you, but like we can, I don't know, give you like a high five on Twitter or something.
Yeah,
we can
at you.
We don't have
Twitter.
A Patreon, but you can just send us money if you want.
We'll poke you on Facebook.
that's still a thing?
I don't know.
Oh. That was so weird. Why was that even a thing?
Facebook is fucking weird. That's so creepy.
I think that's enough. I think we're good. Yeah?
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye, guys. Night. Have a good dreams.